Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today we're going to be asking a question that a lot of people ask. That's regarding the life of the 12th Imam. The question exactly is this. Does Imam Zaman, alayhi salam, does he have a family? Is he married? Does he have children? We know that he is in occultation and that he cannot be seen by the people. But does that necessarily mean that he doesn't live a normal life somewhere, you know, with a family, with children, you know, with wives or with a wife? And if he does have a family, you know, who are they? You know, what is the nature of his life? And these kind of things. The answer to this question is that it's very difficult to answer such a question. And there's no definitive, nothing definitively mentioned in the traditions regarding this. And perhaps it might be possible to say that just as the actual existence of the Imam is hidden and we don't know exactly where he is and we don't have access to him, it could be that, you know, the details of his life and what goes on with him, it's also in the wisdom of God, and that this also remains unknown for us. Nevertheless, there is a tradition related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam by Sheikh Tusi in which there is some indication regarding this matter. In this tradition, it's been reported that the Imam said, "La yattale'u ala mawdhi'ihi ahadun min wuldihi wala ghayrih." It says that nobody knows of the place of the Imam, regardless of whether that is his child or somebody else. If this tradition is true, then that perhaps indicates that the Imam, he does have children. And obviously that would mean that, he would have, you know, a wife which bared him this child or children. However, this same tradition has been related in another way by Nu'mani. In this version of the tradition, it has been reported this way, "La yattale'u ala mawdhi'ihi ahadun min waliyyin wala ghayrih." The meaning of this tradition, this version of this tradition, is that nobody knows of the Imam, the 12th Imam, alayhi salam's place, neither any saint, any wali, nor anybody else. Meaning that the tradition wants to say that not even the saints and the friends of God know where he is. So these are two versions of the same tradition. One of them indicates that the Imam does have a family, he does have children. The other one indicates that no, he doesn't. It doesn't necessarily indicate that he does or he doesn't. It doesn't say anything regarding this. From the point of view of the science of hadith and traditions, it might be possible to say that the chain of narrations of the second version of this tradition, the one related by Nu'mani, is better, and also the wording of the tradition is a lot better. So this is one way that we can answer this question. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at Imam Zaman and the details of his individual life. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.